Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully you're having a good Sunday. I am back from a week at spring training. Spent the week in Orlando. And all I can tell you is that every year, this gives me a little bit of extra joy. Not only do I love baseball, which I really do, but being able to, just experience at the end of winter. And in Atlanta, I think we are hitting the end of winter. Just being able to experience a little fresh air, sunshine, and it was really hot. So for those of you around the country who have been entrenched in rain, just really trying to swim your way out of being underwater, it was absolutely awesome. Had a great, great time, and appreciate the fine folks down there. I was at a place called Grand Cypress, and I would just suggest if you're a guy making a trip down to Orlando and you know all the hotels at Disney and everything like that, I was at the Villas at Grand Cypress, right there in the Grand Cypress Golf Course. It was unreal. Absolutely awesome. I think you'd have a great time if you're heading on down. The world of college football is changing. The question is your program going to end up getting left out in the cold? Before the next TV contract, and I read some things this week, and CBS Sports had an excellent piece up. Tom Fornelli wrote it about how the world of college football is changing. And speculation as to how the realignment in college football is going to go down. Because right now, going into 2019, we will now have 130 teams. 130 that are going to play Division I football. And I will tell you right now, that is completely preposterous. Absolutely ridiculous. There is no reason that we need to have that many teams playing Division I football. And before you tell me that we are, the college basketball is 300. So what's the big deal? That number sounds about right. Wrong. As I'll say it to you again, you're wrong. Wrong. Trying to do my best Trump there. You're wrong. There is no reason that Division I college football needs to have 130 teams. And I'm sorry, but there are many, many programs that don't play big boy football that are sitting at the big boy table. And why are they doing it? They're doing it to try to grab the cash. They want to be part of these big conferences. And believe me, I'm not just knocking some schools that don't play legitimate Division I football. There are many that managed to screw this thing up. They don't play at a level or are able to compete at a level that you'd be anyway impressed with. But I'm looking at a world of college football before the next television contract goes down that is going to try to set up with us five power conferences. And I don't know how big these conferences are going on, how big they're going to be, but my suggestion is this, so take it for what it's worth. We go five power conferences. We already know who the power conferences are supposed to be. ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, what am I saying? You got those five power conferences. I want to make them all 16 teams. Every one of them, a 16-team power conference. Two divisions of eight. And at that point, I think you've got the model for what college football will be in the next television contract. Now, as we know, I'm trying to go by the numbers that we got it now. You got 10 teams in the Pac-12. All right? And you got SEC, you got ACC, you got so 10 in the Big 12. So I want to see, the SEC is going to expand. The ACC is going to expand. Here's the clue. When the Big 10 and the SEC and the ACC go to expand, they're going to have their pick of the litter. But they're not going to be able to have teams that really go out of their region. You can't have travel expenses for other sports. You can't have it be where it's unrealistic, where you're putting teams like Maryland being in the Big Ten. To me, just flat out stupid. Makes no sense. But the Big Ten wanted the TV market, so they were willing to take Maryland on. They wanted them. They were willing to sit and take them to the table. My alma mater, Temple University, may end up being one of the teams that some conference tries to jump on, especially if they get their own football stadium. But why they would be doing that is because they would want the Philadelphia television market. That would be the reason that you're trying to grab it. So when you're looking at these conferences, they're going to spread out. UCF. Does Florida State want them in the ACC? Does the Big 12 want to add UCF and add them to their conference where they can bring Florida into the mix? Geographically, not crazily a problem. There are a lot of changes that are going to come. 16-team power conferences, I think, is the way it's going to end out. So I'm trying to figure out where this is all going to come about in the future. Each conference has got to be ultra aggressive. When you've got these teams out there and you have power conferences that haven't expanded to the level that they need to max out yet, 16 is going to be that number. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be before the next television contract. And if you're talking about 16 teams, beware, because you know that the SEC and the Big Ten and the ACC are going to look to pounce early and first. And with their television contracts, the Big Ten and the SEC are highly desirable. We don't know what that ACC network's going to end up looking like. Those are highly desirable setups. Question is, who cashes in first? I'll say UCF goes Big 12. And then you start trying to figure out where other teams are going to expand. Are they going to choose the best teams possible? Not necessarily. They may start taking teams because of the fact that they can grab a television contract or a television area. That market ends up being more important to them than the actual team that they're bringing in.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.